This is Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Nathan Sterner. A cacophony of cicadas greeted me over the weekend when I visited Loch Raven Reservoir, just north of Baltimore City. If you listen closely, you might be able to hear a goose honking in the background. Or maybe not. Those bugs are loud. Back in January, I visited Loch Raven with photographer David Simpson. Then, temperatures were in the 30s, ice covered much of the water, and the only sounds you could hear were those of geese and seagulls. David Simpson had joined me to talk about his then newly published book for children called The Swan at Loch Raven. It features pictures of a particularly majestic bird he encountered while boating on the reservoir. This morning, we'll listen back to some of that conversation, starting with David's description of how he first encountered the swan.
I was just motoring along. I attached two small battery motors to my kayak so I can be silent, so I don't frighten the wildlife. And I'm motoring along as slowly as I can, approaching a blue heron. And all of a sudden, a freight train type of noise I hear to the back of me, which I've never heard before on Loch Raven. And it ended up being this swan. Both of his huge wings were both sides of my ears. From the back, he flew over top of me, just grazing the top of my head, and he crashed in front of my kayak.
How close was he to you?
He was certainly close enough that I could feel the wind from his wings, and whether he actually physically touched me, I'm not really sure.
It certainly felt like he touched you, whether or not
he touched the top of my head, but he certainly didn't hurt me.
So you weren't out looking for the swan. The swan just sort of overtook you.
Yeah, a complete surprise. He splashed in front of me, a big crash, which is in the book, and then he started looking at me, and he wanted me to follow him. I later found out that he was protecting his family. So he was leading me to the right, and the family was to the left. But instead of following him, I made a full circle, and he took off, and he did exactly the same thing again. He buffeted the top of my head with his wings, crashed again, and hence the reason I got the photographs. I would have never gotten those photographs had I not done it a second time. All this took place probably within 5 to 10 minutes.
Once you had those photographs, did you immediately think of putting them into a book?
I didn't really think about it for probably 6 months to a year, and I struggled with a good way about telling kids to be careful of beautiful things and to respect nature, to respect animals, and try to figure out a way to tell a really nice story.
You worked on that story with your daughter, who teaches kindergarten and first grade. What did you do to make that story accessible to kids who are just learning how to read?
I tried to make it that an early reader has words in the book that are big and block letters, and the mom reads the smaller letters, and as the kids get a little older, they can read the entire book. But it's a good beginning book to read to a small child so they can learn how to read.
That's David Simpson. His new book is The Swan at Loch Raven, a book geared at younger kids. I'm Nathan Sterner, and you're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. Let's wander over to the point here. Try not to slip on the ice. It's hard to believe how close we are to Baltimore City here at Loch Raven.
You can make a left coming into this park and see things like this, which is probably 30 or 40 geese, or you can make a right and go to the highway.
I come to Loch Raven a lot, usually hiking along the trails that surround the reservoir. On your kayak, you have access to places that I've never been. We're overlooking the island that's called Goose Island or Feather Island. Have you actually set foot on it?
Oh, yeah. I've gone all over this area. The reason I used battery motors is because I can get to places that you can't physically get to and get back in time. If you're in a kayak, you can't make it 2 miles and come back. And then there's weather. It can get very touchy out there in a kayak.
Have you ever been stuck out in the middle of...
Yes, I have. And that's the reason I did motors, because I couldn't get back.
Describe what happened when you got stuck in the middle of the reservoir on a bad
day. It's very scary. It's deep, and it's much bigger than you think. I mean, we're looking out over here, and we're seeing an island, and we're seeing a shore, and everything seems like it's in close proximity. But I wouldn't want to swim from the fishing center to that island. It would be probably a mile and a half. And it's very deep. It can be completely serene and glass-like. And it can be very, very choppy as well. I was doing a larger book a few years ago that was more like a photographic essay of the beauty of Loch Raven. And in that process, I photographed for about 3 years, and I couldn't stop. I enjoyed it so much, I continued to come out even after the book was published.
Can you talk about your process for making images of Loch Raven? What goes through your mind as you're photographing the wildlife here?
Well, it's sort of getting up as early as possible in the morning. Seeing the fog is the best way to approach it. It's not even mist, it's like a fog. There's something about the temperature of the water and the temperature of the air and how it produces a mist. And early in the morning, 5, 6 in the morning, it's just the most unbelievable light. You know, it's meditative. It's a wonderful thing to experience, especially from the boat. The reason I did the book was the amount of people that fly over the bridges of Loch Raven and never bother to get on the water.
The pictures that you took for this book, The Swan, were all taken from the kayak.
Yes, everyone was taken from the kayak.
But your other book, you took pictures from other vantage points?
I did. The idea was to completely do it from the kayak. I thought that would be really interesting to get people, motivate people to get out on the water here. But what happened is the snow was so beautiful, and the ice and the different seasons. You can't really put a kayak in here in the snow. And it's a disservice not to photograph this place in the winter.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. You could photograph all day today.
The sounds of Loch Raven Reservoir back in January when I spoke with photographer David Simpson about his book, The Swan at Loch Raven. David Simpson will be speaking about the book in October at Loch Raven United Methodist Church, and in November he'll be showing off his newest work at Live Again Gallery and Art Bar in Cambridge. There's more online at wypr.org/Maryland Morning. And you can explore Loch Raven anytime. We'll put a link to a trail map on our website as well. For Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast, I'm Nathan Sterner.
Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Johnna McCone
and Connor Graham.
We have production help from
Christy Forrest
and Scott Seiss.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this bleak day in Maryland history, 1814, Maryland militias were routed at the Battle of Bladensburg in Prince George's County, opening the way for British troops to march into Washington, D.C. and torch the U.S. Capitol and the White House. Maryland redeemed itself 3 weeks later in the Battle of Baltimore. We're back Wednesday. Please join us.